are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams.
Peace. So, I'm laying here resting from coming out of town, and I just had the thought, what if anxiety is just our body's most instinctual reaction, or not reaction, indication that we need to be more grounded in the moment. Think about it. I mean, obviously, because when you have anxiety, it's like your nervous system is anticipating a threat or a change that is interpreted by your nervous system and subconscious systems, yada yada, as a threat. So, when fight or flight kicks in, when the mild ways, when you have more, when you are a more anxious person, what they call fight or flight is really it's like all your nerves and synapses sifting through. It's the sifting through. The anxiety is the sifting through, depending on how urgent the trigger is to fight or flight. So it's sifting on whether or not, or to fight or flight, how to respond. And the response is the action that is the facilitator to being grounded, because when you act here in 3D, there is, you know, it's like a water droplet into a puddle. It's a ripple effect. So what happens when it's anxiety ridden ripple effect? Let's consider. Well, for one, I'd say, first of all, back to the sifting process or whatever, it's so important to acknowledge it as the need to be grounded and having a toolbox, basically, having a toolbox of things, or ways rather, that you keep yourself in your body in the present moment. Because people, the thing that we gotta accept with ourselves, and especially if you have, whether you've been diagnosed with it, or you just know and you've dealt with it a lot, or you're just now learning that you have anxiety or some sort of disorder of it, rather, it's important that you remember in those moments, first of all, that it is only occurring because you are being presented for some, whatever reason it is, there are steps to take with the toolbox stuff. For whatever reason it is, that shit is being triggered for you, whether you need to, like, be or indulge in escapism or a power struggle. You know what I'm saying? Those are like two extremes. Whether you're going to First comes the step of acknowledging, You know what I'm saying? What is triggering or where it might be coming from or whatever. So that way you better can discern which direction you need to go in terms of your adrenaline running. And yes, it definitely is a way to, always a way to reprogram your body's natural responses to certain things in your environment, or just your environment in general. And that can be your environment within and without. Don't get it twisted. We are in possession of full ecosystems as bodies. So there's always the need to have, a buffer for yourself that will funnel out or make clearer the thing or the ways in which you gotta move forward respectively to yourself and to what your instincts are telling you. Being grounded is definitely one of those things that I think most people these days need to work on, because a lot of us don't realize we, like, the things that we do on a day-to-day basis ultimately probably leads you some way in your mode of survivalism, right? And then on top of that, you have a device in your hand 9 times out of 10. I don't care who you are at this point. you, in this day and age especially, but you there's that aspect. And when you really break down, I'm not going to get super nitty, but when you really break down what happens on a metaphysical level when you are using and giving your attention, your mental stimuli towards things that are outside that intentionally hamper with you being clear on yourself, with yourself, that is dangerous. But we all can relate to it in some way. We need certain things, again, I wouldn't say need, but, you know, we have this lot of heavy programming when it comes to our attention span. And our attention span, ultimately, is why we have dialogues, like, about detachment and, you know, theologies and things like Buddhism and you know, stuff like that. The reason why we have to learn those types of things, where it's imperative that we have the access to them rather in our toolbox when it comes time, is because when it comes time to check yourself before you wreck yourself, you know exactly where to, tap into. And when you're living in when you're living off of survivalism, when your mental or mindful stimuli, your attention is programmed to go towards things that are not exactly like in your present environment, immediate environment rather, then all the internet does is just makes a microcosm out of a macrocosm, and you know, it's like our lives put into a cute little app. we all, you know, you get what I'm saying. I'm still kind of, you know, resting, so excuse if my dialogue is a bit meh, but, or rather, my eloquence isn't there. Anxiety is just letting you know, hey, motherfucker, wait, you need to not get ahead of yourself right now. Your body has needs that you're not addressing, and the things you're picking up on in your environment within and without is making you feel this way, which in turn is giving you this adrenaline and this frenzied feeling because you're not listening. So it's like ringing a fire alarm. That's why stuff like that typically gives us, you know, it revs up our, there's a certain hormone besides adrenaline that how it gets triggered. I will think of or look it up and share on it later, but I don't have that leisure right now because it's all just a stream of thoughts, raw. So, yeah. You gotta really be inside yourself to look outside yourself, if that makes sense. It takes at least knowing what detachment is enough and practicing it enough to where on any given minute, when your body starts signaling to you, oh, that's where I was going, yes, when your body starts signaling to you, you act accordingly. So, you know how fire alarms and, you know, what else? Fire alarms or sirens, loud horns, whistles, or continuous noises, if you're sensitive to any of that type of thing, you know, strobes and all that stuff, like super aggressive extrasensory, I don't know, I'm not thinking of the proper terminology right now, I suck, but yeah, like, there's a reason why we get all, yo, chill, when we notice that, like, or, you know, it's an alarm, it's an alarm, basically is what I'm trying to say, it's just an alarm, it's alarming. I got a phone call that I shouldn't even have answered, but anyway, what was I saying? There's really not much else to say. Like, your system is alarming you that you need to take in more note of what's actually going on and not what you think is threatening you or what you're perceiving to be something detrimental to you. Don't get me wrong, there are times where our anxiety is also alerting us to something that we need to just get away from. Some people choose to fight through it or basically tolerate the thing that is making us feel that way, which is really just fighting because you're resisting, and then resisting itself is actually quite confrontational when you think about it. When you resist, you create friction, and friction is that catalytic energy that is contained within any type of confrontation. So all that kinetic energy and static and stuff just turns into a mess. It turns into a mess when not paid attention to. And then there's those that actually just get the alarm or hear it and they evacuate the premises, whatever that means for them. Whether they space out, because it might not be a physical, like, oh, I'm leaving this room, or I'm leaving you, or You know what I'm saying? Some people evacuate on an internal level first. And that's also dangerous. But everything in moderation can be very holistic for us, is something I want to point out. So even what I'm saying, how you adjust yourself to knowing this about yourself, to being cued in on when whatever programming you have running strong in your brain, whatever that might be, letting you know something's up, or that you need to be more present with your body, then I actually forgot where I was going with that because I'm tired. I'm going to cap this off in a second, but yeah, you just have to really, it's like microdosing, you know, things in moderation, again, very healthy, especially when it comes to any type of radical treatment. Or reprogramming, but the act of reprogramming itself is a form of radicalism, if you ask me. So any ism you want to err in the middle with, you don't ever want to, I don't want to say you don't ever want to go to extremes, because time and place, different things and circumstances and shit in life calls for extremes, but generally when you are reprogramming something, you have to have the discernment from a middle ground at the very least before you go to the extreme, if need be. So that way at least your basis is solid. Your conviction and your virtue and value of the thing, whatever it means to you, basically, is already grounded within you for you to then do what the fuck you have to do. That knowing, though, takes moderation. That knowing takes moderation. It takes trial and error. But for some of us, it just comes, but it also has another layer of application, and then mastery and resolve. So that's all I have to say about that. I love Forrest Gump, yo. It's my movie. Anyway, all right. Peace. Take with that what you will.